Well, there's so many different things now until it's hard to say which it'd be. But I have so many different things from to play with.
Would you ever call it a play pretty?
Yeah, call it a play pretty. Of course, that's different kind of play pretty, you know, that way.
What would be a play pretty?
Well, a doll or a ball.
Do you think of a play pretty as something for a small child, or could
or,
any...
Or a little bell, or
Would an older child have a play pretty, or just a small child?
Well, mostly a small child. When they get up larger, they'd have a little wagon or some kind of toys, you see, larger toys
mm-hmm.
to play with. And they get large enough to pull a little wagon, the boys. Of course, the little girl didn't play with the wagon much. They'd have dolls to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd fix them a playhouse. But the boys generally have wagons to play with.
And you say she walked up to the altar and she
walked up to the altar and she kneeled.
And if you were
kneel and pray.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
rest.
And what down?
Squat down, yeah, go to the couch and squat down and rest.
Or if you can sit down or you can...
Sit down or you can squat down.
Or if you...
Or kneel down.
Or if you stretch out on it, you say you...
Well, you can stretch out or lay down.
Mm-hmm.
Lay down on it.
And you'd say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning he just... What, bed? He just...
Yeah, squats down and humps over.
Uh-huh. We're talking about him... lying in the bed, you'd say, all morning he just...
Well, he just lays there and just stretches out.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
Put your foot on the floor.
Or if you bring it down heavy.
Oh, hit the floor, stomp the floor.
And if you saw a friend walking home alone and you had your car, you'd say, can I...
ride or I'll pick you up.
And if a friend needed to go to the doctor and didn't have a car, you'd say, well, I'd be glad to...
Be glad to carry you.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
Pull it towards you.
And the other way is...
Push it from you.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say, I picked it up and...
Well... If I had a sack of groceries and didn't have a car, I picked it up and carried it on my shoulder.
Anything else you'd say besides carried it?
Took it.
What if it was something real heavy, like you'd say, I had to what that suitcase up 3 flights of stairs. I had to...
Had to sit it down on the stairs as I went up and rest.
Did you ever say I had to tote it or pack
tote
it?
Tote it, yeah, I have to pack it or tote it, yeah. I've said that to both of you.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know there's any difference in packing and toting. You might say you'd carry it in your hand either way, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Pack it or tote it, either one. You'd be carrying your hand.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
Don't touch it. It'll burn you.
If you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go...
Get me the hammer.
And say if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well... You don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give him
one more lick.
Or
one more.
He won't do it again if you just give him another
lick, another strap. Give him another strap.
And